Hello.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
All right, thank you. All right, so what was your question? We got just the phone connection was killing us.
Yeah, I know. So basically, you said on second position, they do not do weekly or biweekly. They only do daily.
Correct. Daily is the industry standard for working capital, especially with the second position. I once in a while will see someone be forced into an exception, but usually the loan amounts are very, very small, nothing close to what you're looking for.
Okay. So what if I wanted to reduce the amount of money that I want to take?
That's fine. In terms of how much you're borrowing, how much you're paying back, or the weekly payment?
I'm trying to get into a weekly payment at the bare minimum. I don't want to do the daily because the reason being, our business cycle, financial cycle is very weird. Like, you know, one day you'll have $500,000 coming in, one day you'll have zero. The third day you'll have another $100,000 coming in. So I don't want to be in a situation where, you know, we are chasing to keep the money flow consistent.
Okay. I think if you're uncomfortable, and I'm just trying to, you know, give you the information that Bank of Carter provides. I think if you're uncomfortable with the daily payment, especially on a second position loan, we wouldn't be a good fit for you.
Okay. So basically, I'm not done this. I'm asking you because you guys are my partners in this. It's got to be a two-way conversation. That's why.
Absolutely. Generally, second position loans are restricted to daily payments in terms no later than 8 months. The one thing I am very happy with your approval is the size. So most second position loans are going to be very small in nature. This loan approval is up to $250,000, which I think is quite strong based on my understanding of the industry and from the files that I see.
Okay. And you said it's, and if it's over an 8 month period, what does that
mean? No, I'm sorry. So I should clarify. Second position loans typically go up to a maximum of 8 months. They're usually 3 to 8 months. This one is capped at that 6 month term. So it's the max term is the 6 month term. That's the longest it will go out.
That's the longest it will go out, okay.
Correct.
Okay, and
but with this approval, $250,000 is the max. You don't have to borrow that amount. You can borrow whatever makes you comfortable.
I know that. I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, and what is required from my side? I think you have pretty much everything what you need from my end.
Yeah. So how funding works is. If you tell me the loan amount you would want, the advance amount you'd want, we'd send you documents. We'd move them into funding. The stipulations I see are articles of course of incorporation, a recent profit and loss, the most recent bank statement, most recent tax return, and three trade references, as well as the previous bank closing account letter. So stuff that's very, very straightforward. I don't see any exotic terminology on any of your conditions. The only thing that I got from our conversation that is one of the things
hold,
is we
do. Hold on 1 second, please. Hold
sure.
On. Hello? Come on, Major. I'm not paying for the commander, I'm not three pretty good names. Bye.
Sorry about that.
So they have all the corporate paperwork you guys already have.
Okay.
So you need to submit everything all over again, and you have my bank, the month-to-date banking transaction as of the 8th of this month.
Then that should be fine. This is just a general approval information. It might be redundant when I'm telling you. There might already be the stuff in the file.
Yeah, like, you know, in fact, you guys have more paperwork about us as a company than even my accountant or my lawyer. You have every copy of possible document available, including my driver's license, the business certificate. They did the trade reference calls already.
Okay, but this is a different program, so we would have to redo those. It's a second position loan. But what I can do is, I mean, in terms of funding, I think what you're getting at is, how quickly can I fund? Generally, this goes into underwriting. It's usually it funds within about, usually you get a funding update within about 24 hours. I think if you want to fund this week, this is realistic.
Okay. So basically, the only thing you have to figure out is what's the dollar amount we have to go and then proceed from there.
Correct. And, you know, and like I said, the only thing I've got from our conversation is that you're on extension, so I'd probably get a copy of that because, you know, part of the approval is a recent tax return and you don't have that, which is okay.
Yeah, I can, like, that part is there. I have copies of that. I can get it from the accountant. That's not a problem. I'm just trying to figure out which number makes sense.
Well, can I ask you about what you're using the funds for and what the opportunity is?
We have an opportunity to buy product from Samsung right now because they've come out with a virtual lens. It's called a VR lens, and we have a good opportunity to make some good margins on that. But the issue is I have to figure out whether the borrowing cost makes sense to do this.
Well, I guess what so let's walk through the numbers. Can you walk me through those numbers? I can give you some feedback.
They have inventory for almost $1 million. We're not planning to buy the entire lot. We are planning to take maybe $500,000 out of that.
Okay.
And we have almost a 30% investment.
Okay.
But what we are trying to figure out is whether this will make sense or not.
Okay.
Because we sell them to corporate accounts.
You said what was your return on investment, you said?
30%.
And how quickly does that take?
Between 30 to 45 days.
Would you have an opportunity to do that twice, like flip the money twice within a six-month time frame?
Yeah, but provided Samsung has the inventory again available.
Oh, okay.
Our business is driven by what inventory is available.
Okay.
That's why.
Understood.
So what I'm trying to figure out is the big challenge for me is not the dollar value. The big challenge for me is whether one correct arriving at the correct number, number one, and number two, to see how to proceed with this.
Okay.
Because you're telling me that it you know it's realistic for this week, and I don't know. If we do proceed with this, and then the cost is pretty steep, being at almost $90,000.
It is.
If we take $250 and we are paying $340 back, that's $15,000 a month.
It's in a with these loans. I used to be on the sales side. I talk to people like they're real people. Like things I've done loans for friends that were referrals when I was on the sales side. The loan makes sense if the numbers make sense for you. You know, our position here, a big part of it is not to force or pressurize someone into this loan, you know, because that doesn't help anyone. If you have the right opportunity, the loan often makes sense. I have a customer who actually did one of these loans, and it was the best thing they ever did for their business because they're in a retail business, and they were buying, they're up in Washington, and they're buying inventory for their business. It wasn't really the price, but they were able to do a lot more than they usually do in sales. They didn't run out of stock, so to speak, and it was the best thing they could ever do for their business. I also had a customer who's in the construction industry who did one of these loans, and it was probably a horrible decision for them. So with these loans, you obviously run a business. You've been around for a while. You do quite a bit of volume. It's really, you know, what you feel is best for your business. We feel like their business can be supported based on the cash flow because it's not the amount of money relative. We're not giving you $1 million on a three-month term. We're giving you something that is much smaller, so that's why we feel it's rational. That's just our side of the street.
Mm-hmm. And what other commitments as a company is the company obligated?
I mean, I can send you a contract for you to review. Everything's in black and white. I'll go over all the terms and conditions. I could send you a contract tomorrow if you want to review it while you're gathering stipulations. That's not a problem. Just tell me the loan amount you want to do, and I can send you docs. I can request docs.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, because Samsung gets that on... If we get the ball rolling tomorrow, practically speaking, you have all my documents over there. The only document you don't have is my extension documents, which I can get to you.
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking at in terms of time frame?
I mean, so like I said, these are the stipulations that come here. I might be asking for the same information we already have, but realistically, if I got you documents today or say tomorrow morning, you'd probably sign them tomorrow. We'd get them into funding. There is a final review in funding. I'm not here to guarantee any funding. This is an approval with contingencies, and ultimately it's not our money, so we're not going to say that, hey, it's good to go and we're going to click a button, I would say you would get some feedback if you had signed documents tomorrow by the end of business tomorrow, if not first thing on Thursday morning. If we need anything, we'll let you know, but then you could probably have the all clear to fund by the end of the week, Thursday afternoon or Friday morning. Once in a while, these second position loans, things come up. There's a few hiccups that we go through, and so we like to err with caution. So if a customer needs
absolutely
money...
That's the reason why I'm asking up front. Is there anything that I need to prepare on my side?
I don't know if we have your articles of incorporation. I don't know that, if we do. The profit and loss and balance sheet. So we need a P&L for 2015 and 2016 year to date, since we don't have a tax return. A copy of an extension, and that's about it. The only other thing that I notice is the previous bank account closing letter. So a letter from your previous account that shows that account is closed and no longer active. But
well,
no, I don't...
Okay. I provided that letter too.
Oh, if we already, then it's just a duplicate. So we probably have everything. It sounds like a pretty straightforward transaction.
Yeah, because we moved our bank accounts from Wells Fargo to Santander. So we closed the accounts, and we got an account closing letter, and we forwarded a copy of that to you guys as well.
Okay.
And we provided you guys literally 9 months of bank statements.
Okay.
6 months from Wells Fargo previously and 3 months afterwards.
Okay. You know, like I said, your rep's not in, so I'm just asked to fill out. It looks like we probably have everything. It's just a duplicate. It's a different underwriter, so if it's a different underwriter, they're not going to necessarily have all the information. It's just a standard approval. So it sounds like we have everything. It sounds like most information we need has already been provided, which makes your life easier.
Yeah. Sal had also told me that they were working with multiple lenders. And did you get any approvals from any of the lenders or just one?
Let's see. On a second position loan, we got this approved. This seems to be the best offer. We have some quote-unquote interest, then I can re-ask, but it doesn't seem like much. It seems like a lot of questions rather than actual approvals. So I think this is the best one, although I'll double-check. I don't see any other contingent approvals in the system.
Okay. So basically, I just have to come back to you with what number will make sense.
Correct.
Okay. And it's for, you said it's for 6 months or 8 months?
It's 6 months.
Okay. Will they do that for 8 months?
I do not believe so on this program. It's capped at that 6 month term.
Okay. Because if you stretch it over 8 months, then you can technically get another opportunity to buy again from Samsung and then rotate it one more time.
I understand what you're getting at. On this one, I'm pretty confident it's 6 months, but I'm more than happy to ask.
Find out if you can, if they can do it for 8 months.
Yeah, you got it.
Because if they do for 8 months, then I can then technically attempt to rotate it one more time.
Okay, not a problem.
And then we'll go from there. What time do you guys start? I know you guys are on the West Coast, so what time do you guys typically start in the morning?
6:30.
Oh, you guys start early. Okay. Oh, wow. And what's the best number to reach you? The number 866-9102?
Correct. That's my direct line.
Okay. So what I'll do, Ruben, is let me work the numbers out, see what will pan out, and then go from there.
Sounds like a plan. Feel free to reach me anytime, okay?
Okay. So just put together a list of what you need from my side.
Okay.
I think you have pretty much everything what you need, what is required, and then we'll proceed from there.
Okay, I'll either speak to you today or first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
I get to work pretty early, so like you know, so maybe around 9:30 my time, I'll give you a call and then we go from there.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, perfect.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.